Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh, Courtney, you called it the right time. Oh my gosh.
You're saving us, and hopefully we can save you because you're dealing with a lot, and our KS95 listeners always have the best advice, so get ready to call. Courtney, how can we help you? What's going on?
I'm calling because I just found out some sad truth about my best friend of 20-plus years.
Oh.
I know. She's divorced and was instantly bitter about it. I know for a fact that she's dated at least one married man shortly after her divorce, but, you know, as her best friend, I just tried to give her some grace and not judge, knowing she's going through something at the time.
Okay.
It's come out that it's been much more than that.
Oh, no.
I know. I think she gets off on ruining marriages because it never worked out for hers. She drunkenly admitted it to me one night that she loves the thrill of dating someone in the hopes that they get caught, so their marriage gets destroyed just like hers was.
Oh my God, that is terrible, Courtney.
I know. Bitter Betty, party of one.
Okay. Well, what else?
Well, for years, my friends have said they get an icky feeling about her and they don't trust her, but truth be told, I just assumed they were jealous like everyone else because she's beautiful, tall, and blonde, and I mean, I just thought it was jealousy, but my husband can't stand her being around. But she's my best friend, you know, so I just don't listen to him. It gets worse because in the last year, I watched her hit on my coworker's husband, and then I watched the marriage crumble a few months later.
It's getting a little too close to home now.
Yeah, and also she was satisfied with herself. I could see it.
Ugh.
It made me sick. But I'm from the camp of it's not my business, and she's my friend. I've always tried to be there for her because she didn't grow up with a lot of support. And my husband has said that she always hits on his married friends. And he recently admitted that he warned them about my crazy best friend so they don't take the bait. He said it's embarrassing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
I know. Now my husband's forbidding me from hanging out with her. But how do you do that to someone you've been friends with for 20 years? He said he doesn't like the person I am when I'm around her. And I would never cheat on my husband if that's what he's worried about. And honestly, until the last couple of months, I didn't even realize all this about her. I guess my question is, do I really have to break up with my best friend because the way she lives her life?
Jeez.
Let's talk to Sam in St. Cloud. Would you love or list this situation Courtney's got going on?
I think Courtney needs to dump the best friend.
Okay.
I think she's going to become the next victim of this friend, but maybe not in the way she thinks. Even if the best friend doesn't start trying to ruin her own marriage, I think if she continues to be friends with this person, the husband might dump her because she's not respecting him. Mm-hmm. He's having to continually warn his friends about her friend.
Yeah, he's not having it.
Right. I think the only compromise that I could see in this situation would be if the friend is willing to do some sort of therapy or working through her issues to fix it so that they could continue to be friends.
Well, and the worst part is I think sometimes you get lost in the fact of how long somebody's your friend.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean they're a great friend. It means you've had a friend for a long time. And I'll never forget the thing Tyler Perry said. You basically have friends and they're like a tree. Some are like branches that you think they're going to be there for a long time and they snap.
Mm-hmm.
And you get very few friends who are like the root of the tree and stick around for a lifetime.
Right.
But you know what I mean? So there's different levels of friends. Just because they've been in your life for 20 years, she does not sound like a real good friend to have around.
Right. It doesn't sound like
right. She
really owes her.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, it's a tough one. Thank you so much for calling in, Sam.
Good advice.
Anna in La Center, let's talk to you. What you think? Who needs counseling?
I think the friend needs counseling. I agree with that last caller exactly. Sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. She's her best friend, but she's got all these other people telling her that there's something not right about this person. She needs to listen to those other people.
Yeah, because truly, what are you even getting out of the friendship?
Exactly. And, you know, that lady needs counseling. I mean, I've been through a bad divorce and everything else, and counseling helped. It helped me get over my anger and my actual fear of getting involved with someone else. you know, so.
Right. And the fact that she wants to hurt other people because she's been hurt and she keeps doing it over and over.
Yeah, that is not good. Thank you, Anna, for calling in. I love them or list them. We're going to go to Wendy in St. Cloud. A lot of things. Are these all people? Wow. Good Lord. Okay. Wendy from St. Cloud. Three words. What do you want to say?
Guilty by association.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're enabling it.
Absolutely. And if it was, and it's a theft. She's stealing other people's spouses. And like any other theft, you would be considered guilty by association. If you know that's what she's doing and that's what her goal is, that makes you just as much responsible.
Dang.
Yep. And you know what? Here's the problem. For a few years, she didn't know what was going on. So she kind of just was la, 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 la. Now you know. Now you need to make a change.
Yeah. And Wendy just gave us all the gospel.
She did.
Yeah,
preach,
Wendy,
girl.
Preach on, Wendy. You got some weather, I'm sure, in St. Cloud, so enjoy that. Let's talk to Veronica in St. Cloud as well. I'm just in St. Cloud every day today. I don't know
I
what's going
it.
On. I love it too, Veronica. What did you want to say on Love Him or List Them?
Well, I'd get rid of the friend, but I would say that the husband, I mean, I had the same friend. Many, many years ago, and she and my husband had an affair, and he would tell me all these terrible things about her, to basically throw me off the scent, of what was going on, and later on had a baby during our marriage.
No.
First of all, Veronica, you deserve way better than that, and I'm sorry.
But I'd had this friend for forever. I kept her around. The funniest thing is she told me ahead of time that she was, you know, seeing this married guy. But she was jealous of anyone that I dated and, you know, so she wanted him for herself.
Yeah. I
didn't think of that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I think this is a clear list of friend or you're going to have bigger problems because you're enabling.
You're enabling
all the lies and everything about it.
The only other thing I'm seeing come in via text, I mean, everybody is saying list her, you know, friendships run their course and it looks like this is happening. But others are saying if it was my best friend in the world, I would have like a real talk. I'd call her out on it.
But the problem is it falls back into that. Like
you're
associating with that person as your best friend. Wow. Now I have different feelings about you. I had a friend. It was one of my closest friends in the entire world. It was 20-year friendship almost. And he got with, he ended up finding his future wife.
Mm-hmm.
And his future wife was like, we don't hang out with friends. That's not what we do. This isn't a thing anymore. And just dropped me.
Jeez.
Like it was, you know, and I don't blame her. She was probably smart in that long run. But still,
still,
at the end of the day, there are friends that come and go. This sounds like one that needs to just go away out of your life. Or I guess be willing to let her be with your husband.
Things could go very, very wrong.
Yeah.
And your most important relationship needs to be your husband and you. And he's not into this. So time to be an adult. Let's break up with your bestie.
To respect your husband.
Yes.